Right in the middle of a second date update, and Mark is on the phone today. He wants us to call a girl named Elizabeth. Apparently, they met on an app, and they went out to a bar, and Mark actually presented her with a brochure about himself because his friends told him that they think he's not successful at dating because he talks about himself too much. The interesting thing is, we talked to Mark about his date, and I just realized we didn't really learn very much about her. We mostly learned about Mark. Oh, in that first segment.
We know nothing about her.
Yeah, Mark.
That's true.
Give us one thing about Elizabeth. What's her hair color?
It's like a brown, or I mean, I guess it was like a maybe a blondish brown.
We don't even know her hair color.
I guess kind of a dirty blonde kind of.
Okay. That is not, you're not committing to a color even.
Can't wait to get her on the phone and find out what went wrong on your date.
And we never asked you, did you actually explain why you gave her the brochure?
No, I felt like I would have been a little awkward, so I didn't bring that up.
I honestly think that probably would have been the better decision to be like, I gave you that brochure because people said I talk about myself too much, so I figured I'd get everything out of the way right now instead of just having her wonder why you brought a brochure along.
Maybe that should be on the front of the brochure.
Yeah, you can just add that in there so that they know why you're giving it to them.
There you go.
Why do you talking at all on a date?
Anyway, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Elizabeth?
It is.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Hi.
Hi. Have you ever heard of it before?
Yeah.
The radio, I mean, not the show, just radio in general. Have you heard a second date update before?
I have heard a few, but only a few, like not all the time.
Oh, cool. Well, you're about to be in one.
Seriously?
Yeah. We got an email from somebody about you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
His name is Mark. And you might have a brochure from him laying around your house right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. That's the weirdest thing.
I mean, I meet a lot of people on dating apps, and, like, some people are just special.
Okay.
Am I different, you know? And so, yeah.
Yeah. We talked to Mark, and he said that he's really upset that you're not calling him back. He did tell us how he showed up to your date with a brochure that was all about him.
Yeah. What'd you think about the brochure?
I thought it was very thoughtful, but also very strange.
Okay. Yeah.
A little bit of both. Did you learn anything interesting about him in the brochure? You didn't like what you saw?
There's a whole lot of information in there. I mean, like, I know that he likes to play soccer in the fall and then, like, board games in the winter.
Fun.
You know, his GPA is on there for some reason. I don't even remember what it is.
GPA? Oh, my God. It's like you almost got, like, a resume, essentially, for your date.
It was like an audition, yeah, almost.
Okay. I mean, did you find some humor in it?
I mean, like, I thought it was funny. I don't know if it was intentional or not to be funny, but it was funny. I mean, it was clever.
Were you able to move past it and have a good time with him?
I mean, we had good conversation after that, but there was a part where the conversation started to peter out. And so he got uncomfortable. I got uncomfortable. And so then he just grabs the pamphlet and he said, okay, so, let's play a game. I'm going to test you on, like, how much you know about me.
What? Like a pop quiz?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I have test anxiety anyhow, but this is like...
He's testing you on the brochure that he took. That's about himself.
Yeah, it was like a half hour.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Wait, it wasn't a joke?
No, it was not a joke. He told me it was going to be a lot of fun, and so I said, I don't really know. But then he actually just sat there and tested me. It's like, what was my GPA in high school? I'm like, I don't remember. Like, how tall am I? I don't know, man.
What was going through your head?
It's a lot of pressure, like, I think he expected me just to absorb everything about him, and I didn't. And then the conversation became, like, all about him, really, because he's asking me all these questions about himself.
That's funny, because there is a specific reason that he does that brochure thing.
Yeah.
Why does he do it?
Well, I don't want to tell you. I'll just let him tell you, because he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Elizabeth. How you doing?
Hi.
So you didn't like the brochure. That's what I'm getting out of this.
No.
I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't know that you were going to be on the phone, so this is kind of like awkward for me right now.
Right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I made this brochure because my friends told me I just kind of talk about myself too much, and I just wanted the focus to be on you, you know?
Okay. I hope
you understand.
When you grab the pamphlet and test me on it, that's not getting to know me.
Yeah.
And you didn't pass on the test.
What?
And that, I am totally, yeah, who would?
But like, but that's okay. I mean, you know, you probably had time to review it now, though, right? I mean.
Mark, are you even listening to what she's saying? You didn't even hear her.
I know. I don't know what to say. I mean, so you didn't like the brochure. Is that what it was?
Okay. I think you all can understand this is what I went through the whole day.
Again, you said you made the brochure so that you could listen more to her, but you're not listening to her. You're not asking her any questions about how she feels.
No, that's totally not true. Like, I asked her how she felt about the brochure. I even asked her if she thought I changed the cover of it.
Okay.
At one point.
Uh-huh. But you're still talking about you, sort of, Mark, yes. When you're talking about your brochure.
I mean, not really. Like, I'm asking her opinion. I want to get to know her thoughts about, you know.
About you. About you and your brochure.
Well, I mean, just in this circumstance. But, you know, I do want to hear what she thinks.
Mark, just to let you know for future reference, if you still want to carry around those pamphlets and you feel like testing your date, like, don't, like, go, eh. When they get a wrong answer, I was. It's a lot of pressure. It's not like a game show.
Yeah,
bring your own buzzer with you so you don't do it with your mouth. Like, bring an actual buzzer with you.
You buzzed her? How could you buzz her?
Well, she got, like, everyone wrong. What do you want me to say? And to be fair, I did give you extra time, so.
That is awfully nice of you. But, I just have a hard time absorbing facts that I don't really care about.
Oh. All right. Well,
that's not meant to be mean. Really, it's not. I just don't care about your GPA,
honestly. Yeah, right?
Mark, I think you are better off dating yourself at this rate.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've read the brochure already. I don't need it. You know, it's not
oh, my goodness.
You've lived the brochure,
yeah.
Mark. Elizabeth, would you like to go on a second date with Mark? We will pay for it.
I don't think that's a... Well, I mean, you answer.
You're very interesting and fun, but I just don't think that I'm as fun and interesting as you. So I'm going to say no.
Aww.
That was the kindest letdown you could have gotten, Mark.
Very well said.
So I guess that's a no.
Yeah, I think so, Mark. Were you even paying attention?
I understand she said no, but I just can't help but think that, you know, my friend thought of this brochure idea. I mean, I kind of liked it, but it kind of feels like it backfired on me. Do you think I should still be doing the brochure?
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
I want to do more second date updates with you just to see how it goes.
All right. Well, if you guys think it's a good idea, I'll keep doing it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Everybody is in agreement. Great idea. Keep it up, Mark. Good luck, man.
Okay. Thank you.